So let's hear about your third patient, this older lady. How old is she?
She is, let's see, she's 85 now. So when I saw her, she was 82. So it's a really sweet lady. And this is from one of my satellite clinics. I go an hour away from my main clinic one day a week. So she lives far away. So when we first saw her 2 years ago, February 2017, she was diagnosed stage 4 disease. It was adenocarcinoma. At her age, I would say her performance status is probably between 1 and 2 at the time. And so her PD-L1 at the time was 30%. So her disease was caught at the moment. Initially, there was no data for chemo combo with pembrolizumab. So I gave her single agent pemetrexed, and then we added pembrolizumab later on based on that PD-L1. And so she tolerated reasonably okay. My principle treating her is I want her to have as much quality of life as possible, not to make her too sick. So as we progress with treatment, she has a moderate response, but then she started to develop a little bit of more short of breath, especially exertion, a little bit more cough. It wasn't clear it's for sure immune therapy related pneumonitis, but at the time she was approaching finishing 6-cycle treatment. So we decided just to hold off. So we stopped treatment, just left alone for a while. And then I think she had a little bit of progression. So we decided to give her pembrolizumab alone. And then she had a little more cough, a little more worsening dyspnea exertion. We halted again in case this is any possible immune therapy related pneumonitis. And she was okay for a while. Then most recently, she had a little more aggressive progression, had an enlarging hilar lymph node, but nowhere else, just isolated. So the most recent development is we decided to do a little bit target radiation to that lymph node and just resumed immune therapy again in the last 6 weeks or so. She got 2 doses in right now.